Another update from the region of the Middle East and North Africa from Andrew Harding, BBC correspondent in Benghazi, Libya, where you'll recall that is the center of the opposition. It is a city that is controlled by the opposition, but not much else is controlled by the opposition at this point. Andrew Harding, first of all, what's the latest? We heard a lot about fighting yesterday in Misrata. What's going on this morning?
Yes, more heavy fighting, particularly around the airport just south of the city. There's a French journalist who's been reporting from the scene. He says there's been hours of heavy fighting, which have now achieved some success for the rebels. They have apparently cornered some of Colonel Gaddafi's forces at the airport and already captured a large number of Grad missiles and other weapons from them. The rebels have also broken out of the city to the west and have been pushing along the coast and have apparently seized one town and are pushing on to the much bigger town of Zlatan. What we don't know, of course, yet is whether this represents some significant strategic breakthrough, the start of a real rebel push in this area, or whether this is yet another bubble that is going to burst as soon as Colonel Gaddafi sends reinforcements and starts pushing back. Because in the past we've seen the rebels can be pretty effective at pushing forwards, but they are very, very poor at having the organization and the strength to actually hold territory.
We're talking with Andrew Harding, BBC correspondent, live from Benghazi, Libya. Not that the opposition particularly cares. Certainly the international focus of attention has been on the aftermath of the bin Laden raid over the last week. But it was more than a week ago that that NATO strike on the Gaddafi compound killed one of his relatives, resulted in rioting in Tripoli. I'm wondering is if what we're seeing this week with all these new NATO airstrikes is a response to what might have been a consolidation on the part of Muammar Gaddafi's forces a week ago, that the rebel opposition and NATO are only just now pushing back.
Yes, I think the sense we get here is that this is ramping up, but that no one is expecting this to be a quick war, and it is evolving rather sort of piecemeal, if you like, as the days go by. There is a real concern about a time lag and a kind of quality gap between the very effective NATO air raids and what is a rather shabby, disorganized, poorly armed collection of rebels and different rebel groups on the ground who are as yet not really able to take full advantage of these NATO air raids and are finding it very difficult to advance against much better armed Gaddafi forces. So it's evolving. It's hard to say there's a big strategy in place here from anyone. And in fact, what's interesting here in Benghazi, when you talk to rebels and to spokesmen and to officials from all walks of life, people are very much focused on what's going on, not so much on the front lines around here, but above all in Tripoli. People are glued to their phones and to the internet and to social networking sites for any whisper of regime change, uprisings, rebellions in Tripoli. And they are claiming to hear that neighborhoods have started to rise up against Gaddafi, but clearly not yet with the momentum needed to push him out.
Right. Andrew Harding reporting live from Benghazi, Libya. Before we go, what is the status of training that was begun some weeks ago between British advisors and other NATO advisors and the Benghazi rebels to try to get them to be a more disciplined force?
Well, we're seeing some evidence of coordination on the ground between NATO airstrikes and the rebels. As for the training, the British and other foreign advisors simply aren't talking to us, but the training continues. Whether they can pull this into an effective fighting force, hard to tell yet.
Reporting from live from Benghazi, Libya, the center of the opposition in that war in Libya, which, as Andrew Harding says, is becoming more of a protracted, long stalemate kind of a war. Andrew Harding, BBC correspondent in Benghazi. NATO says it has carried out almost 2,300 air raids during the 2 months it's been active in Libya, and plenty of signs of that around Benghazi. Thank you, Andrew.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.